there was a room here originally.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what would this room have been called years ago, a room like this?
Well, I used it as a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
You see that there's five rooms in there, and this next to here would be a kitchen. It was built just one big room here.
I see this was all one
kitchen.
Big room. Yes. What were the rooms over there called?
Well, bedrooms and then it had a living room in there. I'd say one of the living rooms. Some would have a party, you know, if they wanted an extra nice room, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
If you had a piano or anything like that, you'd generally be in there, and you'd
say,
that's where you entertain.
Uh-huh.
But I entertained in the kitchen.
Sure. Now, how are these rooms laid out? Now, there's a...
You like going in and looking?
Well, I want to just, if you just kind of describe it for me.
Well, there's a big hall, right there where the mirror is.
Uh-huh.
You see it?
Yeah.
In there's a big hall about 8 foot wide, and then there's a big room on either side. And then there's three rooms here in front, this one right here, and that one, and the one to the left right here.
I see. So there are three in a row then, going that way.
Right.
And then there are two rooms over on the beyond the hall.
Yeah, on either side of the hall there, in the front door out there. And then this kitchen is next to here.
And the kitchen, that runs in with this front, all right. Okay.
You know how tall these doors are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Must have been giants there.
At some doors. Now, what was that front room called over here originally?
That was a living room there.
Okay.
In there.
That was the living room.
Yeah, I could use for probably the one, you know, if you wanted that.
And then how about in this room?
Well, this was originally a dining room, this middle room here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a dining table in there now.
Okay.
But you see, here's the kitchen on this. And
sure.
Then out on that porch right there, they had a little pantry there or something where they used to keep flour, you know, and make the bread and stuff in there. Of course, there wasn't no water in there then. We made a little bathroom out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's that. And so, the water comes up in the spring. Goes over there, and of course, we have it in the sink. This is added to it here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, what was the room behind the dining room called? Was that a...
That was just a bedroom.
That was a bedroom. And then both of those rooms on the other side of the hall were bedrooms too?
Yes.
Are those rooms on the other side of the hall larger than these rooms?
Yes.
There are two big rooms over here.
Yeah, one on either side, you see, the hall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were 18 feet square and high ceiling 11 feet.
Now, do you remember ever in the old-fashioned living rooms or parlors when they had how were they warm? How were they heated?
Fireplaces.
And they had did they ever call that room? Have you ever heard that living room kind of a thing called a fire room?
No, I don't recall.
No, that I heard that today for the first time. Yeah, I heard that down in Greene County.
But they all had every room had a chimney and a fireplace in.
Uh-huh.
We shut up a few of them on account of we didn't use them and the draft would have to be some colder. Right?
Sure.
They give the insulation, but we shut them up fine. Most of them. Now we've got some open. There's one open in each front room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one open in this room right in here. I said it's open now. I'll bring my son close it up because it just makes it a little bit warm.
Uh-huh. Now that fireplace, the part that extends out there.
Yeah, that fireplace is closed up.
Uh-huh.
That was a chimney fireplace, but we closed it up.